Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
The price of hell has a benefit. I pray you not be ignorant. Clearly I am seeing with my all-seeing eye, no pyramid. I too was a derelict. The truth raised me from the dead when I became aware of it. Riding Tony's coattail. Now Tony in a cold cell. Wife home, miss him a lot. She might wait, she might not. Looking at a whole family torn apart. Man, this game colder than a horse heart. And we don't talk, please. Never mind stitching, he better not see. Did I scale the keys? You be the judge. Every good boy deserves fudge.
Yo, come get on the fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire, fire, fire. Internal fire, fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire, cause a red hot fire. We go burn back a wire. Fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire, fire, fire. Internal fire, fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire, cause a red hot fire. We go burn back a wire.
Led to the slaughter, precious is the blood that stains the cross, there's no greater love. Like the days of Noah, no greater flood than when them birds got shipped. No turtle dove. Maybe a few chickens that I saved for the drought when it was slim pickings. Then with one touch my soul became quickened. When I revisit my past my soul becomes sickened. Clock's ticking, go check your automata. Bezel on that chauffeur will only get you so far. Mozart never tickled this many keys. And your favorite MCs ain't who they claim to be. The cat's out the bag, whoop, shame on me. I don't fear death, they tell me it come in threes. Be ye not deceived, we reap as we sow. Life too comes in threes, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Cause the red hot fire, figure burn back a wire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire, internal fire. Fire, fire, them can't touch the fire. Cause the red hot fire, figure burn back a wire.
Hell or high water, we gon' keep rolling. Looking in my watch, it's like hell freezed over. Hell money couldn't hold my composure. Bull in a china shop, how I'm bulldozing. Gene found God, they thinking we at odds. Must they know my father, he ain't never spared a rod. Yeah, it's two sides to a card. Just opposite ends of two peas in a pod.
And I owe it to my granny, who was still the fear of God. In the heavens looking at me, receiving this Grammy nod. The game camouflaged like SWAT team riot gear. Dudes, it's for size in this lane we pioneered. Now they can't wait till we drop that diarrhea. I found God, the rest found jail like Madea. That's what you get when you pumping that Britney Spears. And how you gon' act as the truth is in your ear.
Fire, fire. Fire, fire. Fire, fire. Cause the red hot fire figure burn bag a wire. Fire, fire. Them can't touch the fire. Fire, fire. Internal fire. Fire, fire. Them can't.
604 Phoenix, Arizona. What's going on, everybody? It's the Friday Night Cypher. It's the Poetry Jam. 904 out here on the East Coast. Tampa, Florida is where I'm coming to you live from tonight. What up? Jump on it. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. And welcomes you into another great weekend. Listen, you made it through. 917-889-3926 is where we are tonight. We want you to chime in. Madam CeeLo Boston is our feature tonight. And she's bringing back the poetry. trying to do her thing. But wouldn't you know, she's supposed to be in charge tonight, right? And, of course, the night that she's in charge, ladies and gentlemen, she's late. I just want to pause. I'm going to park right there and let that marinate, you know, just a minute. She's late and she's in charge. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, typically on time, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, typically. Can't say always 100%. I'm going to give it about 96, 95.5%. But I'm here tonight. What's up, people?
Word. What's going on? Hey, listen, I am so happy. And this is, I'm telling you, I'm very careful when I say this, right? I was very careful. I thought about it, and I decided to say it anyway. Not that anything is deflammatory or, you know, provocative about it. I just, listen, Baltimore got a win today. Baltimore got a win today with the news that was handed down by the state attorney. One would debate and say, well, of course, you know, it was going to be that way. No, the fact that she's an African-American female has nothing to do with it. Baltimore got a win today in the midst of all that it has stood for and stood strong for this week. Tonight's show is not about Baltimore, not even about the situation. However, Baltimore caused America to open its eyes this week to a very serious situation that has hit urban America extremely hard. Urban America stood up this week and is still standing right now across the country, and it's time. It's time. We have to do the right thing, not just by some people, but by all people here in America. And it has come down to, by any means necessary, the whole concept of no justice, no peace is real. And I'm going, you know, turn down. For what? Because it's Friday night and we're here to have fun. But I'm excited. Again, Baltimore got a win today.
Baltimore got a win. Today. But me in baby steps. I am happy that we do have arrests. I am happy that, you know, it looks as though these six officers are going to be held accountable. But until there is actually conviction,
this is what I know. If it had come any other way, if the decision had been any other way, there would be a lot going on in the streets of Baltimore right now in a different kind of way.
Very true.
And so when I say Baltimore got a win, I've been following Baltimore the entire week, and it's been an emotional roller coaster for the entire country. Listen, I'm happy that we're trying to work this thing out. The state attorney asked you to hold your peace in Baltimore, and she asked you to be patient. I'm happy and feel like you got a win, but I also feel like you have to respect the state attorney and hold your peace and be patient. Tonight, this is a poetry jam, though, and I'm going just going to try to. I think I'm gonna come off the dome. Since it's poetry, you know, it's a poetry jam session. It's his boss is not here. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
Go! Tell him he ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now. Give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow. Hey, tell them me like a murderer.
TM Hyman Radio Live on the Friday Night Cypher. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman, the General. We are waiting for Madam CeeLo Boston to raise up off the living room floor. But again, 9:13 here in Itty Bitty Plant City, 6:13 out there where it never rains in Southern California. And tonight's topic overview is poetry, all things snap fingers, incense.
Have you ever been serenaded by poetry? Has anyone ever wooed you via a real nice?
I haven't, but that sounds so dope, though. That sounds like somebody needs to hit me up with that.
That's what it is.
Hint.
Yeah, I'm kind of. Hey, come on, Gerald Levert. Listen. Don't you whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on. Don't you whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's funny. Hey. Have you serenaded any females with poetry?
Listen, I've always been real, real smooth with my word game.
Oh.
Always. And so for me, I'm a writer. I'm typically the person that's going to sit in the corner and watch you. I'm not going to be the one that's, you know, sweating you like everybody else. To me, that's the differentiator. That's worked for me. But I will slip you a note, and 9 times out of 10, we will be conversing. I didn't say conversating, people. It's not a word. Conversing.
Right.
At a later date.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've always been on that roses are red, violets are blue, always, ..
Ah, all right.
Work. Well, my money is green, my favorite berry is blue. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'm craving you. I'm craving you.
Wait a minute.
I'm craving you like... like that fresh pair of Air Force Ones. I'm craving you like those Jordans that nobody's ever seen. I'm craving you. I'm craving you.
I'm craving you like that, that trip to Dubai. I'm craving you like that new CLS 550. I'm craving you. I'm craving you. Be my beacon of light in my old soul. Dark world, I'm craving you. Be my light on the rice when I'm starving. I said I'm craving you. I'm craving you. Yeah. When I'm starving. When I'm starving.
Hey. I'm craving you. Somebody's gonna bite. Somebody's gonna bite.
Yeah. Come on. Get your word game up, people.
But I'm saying,
come on,
poetry and humor, you got her.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I've always admired people with good wordplay. That to me is very, very sexy.
Listen, and it doesn't take anything but just letting go, people. Listen, it's about expression. It's your personality coming to the table, because anybody who knows me pretty much know my personality is hilarious, you know, just off rip. We're going to laugh hard. And so, it's, you know, you got to be able to adjust and relax. And sometimes we take things way too seriously. And I'm a serious person. You see me coming, you know, you're trying to figure out where I'm going, because it's all over my face, serious. But guess what? You got to be able to adjust it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to adjust it. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher, the poetry jam session. Madam Boston's supposed to be running this. But listen, I don't mind getting in where I fit in, because it's not poison.
Yeah. Automatic freezing, full effect. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
Poison.
a.k.a. Mr. Smoking Jacket, is joining me as well. That's your name for tonight as the poet, Mr. Smoking Jacket, if you didn't know. 917-889-3926. Your girl Hot Chocolate here in the Social Lab, TM Hot Radio. Still waiting on Madam Tebow Boston to come in for her spot tonight, as she is supposed to be highlighted tonight as our featured poet. However,
she's on the living room floor, laid out.
She is. And speaking of the living room floor, that is our series mixtape that we're getting ready to present to you. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
We got some hot joints from some up and coming local artists. Not necessarily local here to Tampa Bay, but local to where you are. Just hot up and coming artists all the way around fire. So, we're on the lookout for that.
No doubt. Hey, if anybody up in the D.C., Baltimore, Virginia, North Carolina area can get in contact with anyone that's connected to the Fuzz Band. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, you definitely know who the Fuzz Band is. But I'm thinking all the way up to D.C., N.Y., I'm in Florida, I know who the Fuzz Band is. Listen, I want them on this show. And we want to feature them. They're one of the dopest live bands. They got this wild entertainer. I mean, he's like over the top, like a mixture of Prince, Morris Day, D'Angelo, and Hot Chocolate. Say anybody else that you can think
Lenny
of?
Lenny Kravitz.
Wild.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. Absolutely. Yo, Gabbana Black. She said the name is, and I do remember that. That's absolutely the name. He's one of the entertainers in the Fuzz Band. Listen, we want them on this show. You let them know that the Social Lab is looking for them. TM Hammond Radio Live wants them live on the air. Tell them hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. They can hit us up at TM Hammond Radio Live at Gmail, or just hit us up on Twitter at TM Hammond Radio. And why don't you do the same? Real talk, real real times, we're that crew. Listen, people are stressing. If you're watching CNN, you know what's going on, what has been going on. Big up to the leadership in Baltimore. Big up to the leadership in Baltimore for standing in the gap for the people. And we need the Baltimore local government, the council people, listen, do the right thing by way of all of the people of Baltimore. You know, stop leaving that 25% out. You see they not playing. And they're quite scary. So I think y'all need to get it together. They damn scary. They are damn scary in Baltimore.
I was somewhat shocked to see who three of the six arrested officers are. They're three of our own people. Like, not that our own people wouldn't be a part of this, but I think I'm more shocked and appalled that they are.
Yeah, unbelievable. And so you can't be deceived, people. You know, it's not a white thing, a black thing. Well, and we're in this thing together at the end of the day. Just open your eyes. But listen, we got to do the right thing by way of all people, not just some people, or people that look like they deserve it. Listen, all people deserve to be treated fairly. You can't judge people by their behavior. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because people do what they know how to do. When you know better, you do better. I believe that. And so, listen, let's work to treat all people, you know, the right way. It's not a black thing, a white thing, even though I know, you know, clearly that there are race issues in America. We got to deal with it. But we deal with it by being honest and open. And you do it by demonstrating. I know this is corny. You know, some people are like, that's gay. Listen, love.
Treating
love.
People
that's
the way that you want to be treated is not gay or corny.
Listen, God commands us to love one another. He talks about love more than he talks about anything in the Bible. Why? Because we're damn hateful. Yep. We are so damn hateful, we hate ourselves, and we don't even know it. Mm-hmm. Listen, love. Love, that is what conquers all. So I'm off of that, on to this next thing. Listen, Tidal and Jay-Z and the whole clique
that's following him right now and new artists that's going to be on his streaming tool is hands down phenomenal. It was a power move, and Jay-Z know how to get money. And we respect you on this show, brother. You know, I don't know if he's Illuminati. I don't know any of that. You know, but I know he's a gangster business.
Whether he's Illuminati, whether he pays out losses to his kids and don't take care of them, you know, over the course of the years, none of that has anything to do with the astute businessman that he is. So, you know,
absolutely.
You have to respect him for that. If you don't respect him for anything else, you have to respect him for that.
Astute is right. Listen, this is Bam Vito. We love this right here. It's Money and Violence. Big up to the crew.
Woo! Brooklyn. See, I don't wanna see you hurt, but pain bring you a little closer. Said you ride or die, you supposed to be like my soldier. Thought you was looking out, got me looking over my shoulder. Holding hammers like grudges, been tracked around cause they know us. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance.
Young trippy nigga who be getting that dough, smoking that dope, doing these shows, plus the back key like the weather too cold when you don't even know. I got these problems, got these voices in my head, and they keep telling me these things, like fuck these hoes and get this bread. Back when I was just a boy, my mama was dishing boy, had work on the kitchen table, my daddy was unemployed, but had that work, we had to work, we had to grind like on the first, cause when you're broke, you do your worst, I smoke this first and leave the earth, my young boy searching for a lick, can't find no money. On the strip, a bunch of ratchets on the strip, and they keep ratchets on their hip and eat for weeks. They shoot the kill and play for keeps. It's money over hoes, and yes, we practice what we
need. I don't wanna see you hurt, but pain bring you a little closer. Said you ride or die, you supposed to be like my soldier. Thought you was looking out, got me looking over my shoulder. Holding hammers like grudges, been tagged around cause they know us. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance. Them young boys be wildin', all this money and balance. All this money is balance. All this shit I can't make up. All this loud that I'm smoking. Fuck around my wig and my neighbors. Let my young boys be wildin'. Old heads, they stay strapped. Around here like gangland. Even grown men get kidnapped. I mean, get frapped. Click clack. Shots ripped through your six pack. Real nigga, I been that. They talk about it, I live that. So Brooklyn, so NY. My mask on, my Tim side in all black. Like bitch ride, you woke in. We inside your house. Gun in your mouth. Guns IT, I make them bring them out. All in your fridge, feed in your couch. Heard he got work even when it was a drought. I got dust safe on that pistol. I got dust safe on that pistol. I put dust safe on them little kids. I put dust safe on that bitch. Motherfuckers wanna act loco.
You are listening to the best at it, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
It is 9:30 inside the Social Lab. Hey, it's that dude, TM. Thanks, Toya. Hanging out with Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, listen, she stood us up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. During the production meeting, Madam CeeLo Boston was identified as our feature for tonight. I don't know how many of you have been really riding with us. We're 100,000 plus strong listeners. I don't know how many of you have been riding with us really like for the last 5 years. But back in the day when we first started, Madam Boston, y'all remember when she used to rhyme? She used to spit poetry for us on Friday night. Some of y'all do. I see you. Some of y'all. Listen, she fronted on us this week, had us thinking she was going to bring the pain, have us reminiscing, and the joke was on us. So y'all make sure, you know, that you let her know the next time you see her, you know, wobbling down the street, you know, she be having those barbiturates. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, we're just playing. I don't want anyone to really believe that, you know, we really be thrown under the bus like that. That's, you know, we like to joke around with it. You know, she put so much of her own business out there, but all of that stuff is prescribed. You know, she's really needy. Yeah. She's really needy. She's not a junkie.
So if she don't take
fun.
It, it's going to be a problem.
Right. She's really needy, and it's all prescribed. So please, if we've offended anyone by calling her Madam Barbiturate, we meant to. It's 9:32. It's a Friday night. We've inside the cipher. I don't know how many of you all are poetry junkies, but listen, I like the play on words. You said it, Hot Chocolate. I mean, I think we're living in a world where people so freely use, you know, inappropriate language. What is inappropriate language? In your opinion, what's inappropriate language? What defines inappropriate language?
Well, unfortunately, because, you know, I've been known to use words that would burn up, you know, the most vulgar person's ears, a lot is not inappropriate to me, except I would say not using correct dialect in appropriate situations. I'm a cursor, unfortunately. Yes, I said it. I try not to do it. I try to curb it. I'm a work in progress. Don't judge me. But, just not using the right text of words or the right tense of words, that to me is inappropriate. Not necessarily cursing, but, you know, around the elders and, you know, my church people, I do try to keep it.
Well, much respect to a woman who not only, you know, taught us how to do it, she demonstrated it in her poems, in her books, I think, and really in her graceful lifestyle. You know, honor to the Honorable Maya Angelou. And let's pause for a moment of silence and check out a little bit of this.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go. Right.
9:37. Maya Angelou.
Where is my instant at?
Listen. Listen. Rest in peace, Mama. I mean, her life, man, served us so well, you know. And when you see things taking place in Baltimore, you know, for me this week, it caused me to reflect and wonder, like, where's our leaders? Where's our leaders? Not that Maya Angelou was, you know, that type of leader, but guess what? She was that type of leader. She marched. She marched for civil rights. You know, so the substance of her words were potent for those who really understood her life. Poetry, you know, poetry is nothing but a reflection of your life, nothing but a reflection. Guess who just walked in the door, everybody?
Uh-oh. Is she up off the living room floor?
I am up,
she's
off,
up
the
off the floor.
Room floor.
She's up off the floor. Madam CeeLo Boston, live out of Charlotte, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. She's 38 minutes late, everybody. 38 minutes late.
Thank you for joining us.
However, I wanted to wait until I was steady before I called, you know.
Uh-oh.
I don't do well moving around, you know.
Are you ready?
Hey,
are you ready?
He's a poet and he sings? Oh,
and he sings. Going now, okay. Now do you understand why I'm in love with this man?
Steady.
He is the Renaissance man for you.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Oh yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word. I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope or dog food? Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The VIGGADDYKANE. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get to, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause my field in court, then again on second thought. The half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that.
Yo, happy Friday night, Cypher. Yo, Big Daddy came with Ain't No Half Steppin'.
Woo!
Yes. And I love it. Oh my God. Yo, Tim, I'm already alive.
And she sounds like very foreign when she just said that, and I loved it. you Dominican now? You Panamanian now? What's going on?
Hey,
yeah,
I'm just black and Indian.
I was wondering,
so I'm like kind of Hispanic.
I was wondering who she turned into.
Okay.
She turned into like the chicken stripper.
That was my
Rosie
Perez. That was my Mookie. No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Well, like, right, so y'all know how we do on Fridays, though. We just sum up and recap everything that happened throughout the week. And we are talking about poetry this evening. But what we were just listening to was poetry in our ears when that song came out. We were dancing then.
No doubt.
And dancing that pretty much everybody could do. You know. it's not like it is now. They either stand against the wall or they're having sex on the dance floor. It's one of the two.
Or it's the nay nay.
Why? Hey, but I could even do that because I don't have to put my arms up. And all I got to do is move my arms up. So I can do that dance. Let's rock out.
Okay.
Rock out.
I can do that.
Hit it.
Oh, my goodness. But look, we used to dance back then, though.
Yeah, we did. I love Scoop Lover and Scrap Lover. Yeah.
Oh, man. They can't see you jump over each other's heads with no, like, running start or nothing.
Boston, is this diversion? Is this diversion away from...
No.
We're waiting for...
Oh, my God.
We do only have 60 minutes left in the show, and we are waiting for our poem.
Well, now, I don't know what kind you want. Something inspiring, something dark, something like
that. We want to be inspired. We want to be relaxed and inspired.
Relaxed and inspired. I can find relaxed and inspired.
And while she's getting it together and getting in the mood, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely want to go back and listen to the top of the show, you know, because she brought out the best in me tonight, and so I'm waiting on her to drop, and I need you to also go back to the top of the show, Bosty. But now you got for the last, you know, last 45, the last 15, it's 9:45 here on the show.
Geez. I don't even write
it's
that
on
long.
You. So what you gonna do? Ah, rub it.
Oh my goodness! I don't know what to do. Okay, no, for real, I'm gonna find something. I can do something inspirational.
Inspire us.
Lock out.
I can do that. Don't follow me though. Wait. Let's play music. Let's play music and talk.
Okay, so while she's getting ready to inspire us, she's going to get ready to inspire us. We're going to, you know, chill out for a minute. All right?
Ow!
Hey. I ain't giving you too much time, though, boss. I ain't giving you too much time. Come on. Come on now, we're just trying to get you a little bit of time. Come on now, come on, come on now.
We're not buying you the whole hour now.
Yeah, I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you until I'm through. Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I am so serious.
Make me want to go watch
it. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
It didn't open up like I planned it to. Okay, look, right, I'm not sure if I've done this one already, but it's one of my favorites. And it's called Let Them Know.
Well, let them know then.
You release... No, that's right. Okay, here we go. You release my soul's purpose is blessing your heart. Past lives have been lived in vain, searching for love, enduring pain, broken hearts and dreams. Inspire me, you. Desire you, me. Explain heart to heart mental fornication, invading souls on fire. Things ain't the same in this game. We all play the fool. But sometimes we wonder, what if we would be like, if we were more like us, or more like choosing to be who we know we are, after we find ourselves past the world's expectations. And in the inspiration to know what we're facing, in this nation under God, now that's odd.
Nice. Continue.
Is that
continue.
Was that a table slap?
Yes, that was finger snapping for you.
Continue.
I thought it was the, okay. Okay, let's see. Don't do that. I'm reading stuff that's on paper now. I'm not even on the computer anymore, people. I had to pull out awards. Let me repeat that. No. How much time I got? I can't read.
You need a DJ? No, I'm good.
All right, now this one is called At Peace. Okay? All right. Inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Open my eyes without fear of losing sight, hoping one day to see that light. Outreach my arms to better take in the energy, freeing my heart and soul, hoping to feel synergy. Spreading my legs apart to give birth to the world, thinking the creator for boys and girls. Planting my feet on solid ground, wondering why I'm spiraling down, but when things are good, that's when I feel the worst, and that's when I'm stressing. That's when I curse the heavens to open up and the sun shines on me, taking me home and setting me free. But I'm at peace and chaos. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Far away.
Yeah.
Far away from Boston. Madam Cecil.
Hey,
it's 9:50 everyone. 9:50. We'll be right back.
Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very pride of me. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, Every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And sees I only give thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yes.
I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, son. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Boston, that joint right there is called Far Away. Very appropriate inside this Friday night poetry jam, as that dude was spitting straight poetry.
That's my baby.
Of Madam Tito Boston. Nice.
Yeah, my baby.
TGIF, folks.
And you know what? Big up to him, too. For, he's in law school. He's on a second leg. Was it postgraduate school, what have you? And
he got me feeling like spitting. He got me feeling like spitting. Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You best believe.
Get it.
This crew gonna be on at nine P. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Chop, Madam Sabin T. The social lab is the place to be. You feel me? 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 Yeah, hey, turn up, folks. It's Friday night.
It's hot fire.
Listen. We're trying to just have fun on a Friday night. We was holding out for Madam CeeLo Boston, and clearly, I just know I'm an entertainer, clearly. I can just, at the drop of a dime,
yeah.
I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just,
but
listen,
you can go
look
on
to the
and
place.
On
listen,
and
I don't
just not die
learn
on.
How to live. Learn how to live. No, please. For real, I'll never do it again if I sounded like dialogue.
I told you I'm not very good. That was my one attempt at a freestyle. So
was that a jab?
Wait.
Was that a jab?
I'll never forget.
No, it took me the whole hour to come up with that one too.
Yes, I love it. It's so awesome.
9:56. Yeah. 9:56. Hey, here on the East Coast, 6:56. Out there on the West Coast, listen. Hey, we love y'all. We do this, and we do this consistently because literally we love y'all. We're trying to take it to the next level, and we want to come to a town near you. Hey, hit us up. Follow us on Twitter, Madam Boston, and please, yes. The Madam does not have an E. Madam
Thank
Boston on Twitter, Very Hot Chalk on Twitter, Mr. T. M. Hyman on Twitter, St. James on Twitter. I believe we're the same on IG. The exact same, I believe. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm Regina 757.
Oh, okay.
Bang.
I probably need to go ahead and change that. I'm a change.
Bang. Hey, again, okay. Listen, I am very serious about juvenile justice and equality for all people. Listen, we have to practice that here in America. If we do not want the youth of America to really show us better than you know, that they can tell us, we better start listening. Because I don't know about you, but they got my damn attention.
We want to
try to do as much prevention and intervention in America to try to close the gap and heal the wounds, but it has to be authentic, and it has to be with no agenda. Listen, let's really try to put the race cards down. This is a time where we can really stand up and everybody can come up, but there has to be no agenda. No agenda. We
got to
get out of here. Back on Monday.
Is anybody
going to choose
a side?
You don't ever have to do anything. You can go with the flow and get trampled.
Yeah, don't
do
that.
No, I'm not going to be out there anyway. I'll be screaming from
back
the window.
Back Monday, 9 p.m.
That's
I'm going to be out there. I'll see as well. I don't have time for that.
Deuces. I'm
about
it.
That team, that network, TM High Radio, the Lab.
I love this show.
We do this for you.
Would
we'll
y'all
be back
catch up and push
day.
Me, though?
Have a great weekend.
No, I'll drag you.
Would y'all take turns?
I'm not going to push you. I'm going to drag you. No.
I'm going to
connect the chain to your wheelchair. And we're just going to. Here we go.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.